Good morning, people. In today's episode, I want to talk about becoming defensive and why we kind of react to certain stuff. And I've got a really good concept around this and a great story, so I wanted to dive straight into it today. Good morning, guys. Let's dig into this. I've had such a annoying morning with recording stuff. I recorded this awesome video for the group about what we're planning and to get some cool feedback. And I re-listened to this, the audio, and I sounded like Mickey Mouse. It was quite hilarious, if I'm honest. But I was like, it just didn't work. And then I just recorded a 10-minute podcast around this topic I'm going to be talking about today. And it just, I didn't record. I must have pressed the stop button about 5 seconds in. And I went on to this amazing podcast. And it all fell apart. So, you know, in saying that, what I'm learning is you sometimes just got to smile and breathe and go, okay, I'll survive. I'll do it again and it'll be even better. So that's an added tip for this morning that as I record this. So what I wanted to talk about today is being defensive or being completely unconfident. These two barriers that we suffer a little bit. And I wanted to explain a couple of stories that made this come to light in my life recently. And the first was, I run a business that works with amazing virtual assistants in the Philippines to allow them to deliver work around the world to companies and individuals who need things done, tasks taken off their plate. The concept is take tasks off your plate and put food onto someone else's. Because I just think there are some amazing human beings in the world that don't have the same opportunities we have in the first world. And I wanted to help them be able to support their families. So that was the vision and the purpose. And we're continuing to do that and grow that business. Now, that doesn't mean we're not all humans and we have challenges. Like every business has challenges. And one of my team members, I'd asked them to create a little social media graphic for a brand. And what came back to me was not what I was expecting at all. In my opinion, it was terrible. And you know, when something is 30% of perfection, we all know how we react. We're like, how is our brains are not happy with it. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's just that way we're developed. And what also then happens in my brain is it goes two ways, depending on the situation. In this situation, I'm going to be honest with this, really negativity comes up. It's like, are you stupid? Are you an idiot? What, you know, gosh, what am I paying these guys for? Da, da, da. All this stuff, which is completely out of line, offensive. But I'm going to be honest about it because, like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is what goes through my head. And I don't say it out loud, but that's what goes through my head. That's what runs through my head. These pictures, this anger, this, even if it's only for a few seconds, it's still there. And the old me would have reacted to that. The new me doesn't do it as much, but I would have reacted to it. And, you know, the picture in my head of what I was expecting versus the picture of what came out was not right. So I used a technique that I learned through Davis Dyslexia that was really helpful about looking at cause and effect. And starting to try and take time to look back at what was the cause and effect. You know, I got the wrong work. The effect. The cause was the team member, I won't say his name, did the work. Now, the cause and effect of him doing the work was me requesting the work. Now, if I go back a few steps and look at how I briefed him or told him what to do or asked him what to do, I look at what I sent him and I was like, I wouldn't have been able to work out what was going through your head. You know, if I wasn't in your head, I wouldn't have known that. And what I can sometimes see, and I see it sometimes working with dyslexic clients, is the pictures in our head are so vivid, but we don't always have the communication skills to get it out of our brains. So what actually comes out of it is not what we expected. And in this case, I had actually said, I want to see a really good social media post for da 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 da. And I'd used really the key term was good. Now in my brain, good and social media graphic has 1,000 pictures associated. you know, that have been ranked from 1 to 1,000 about, and with all these multiple different reasons why I like them, why I don't like them, what stands out to me, what doesn't. It's this massive collage of information that I've learned from years and years of hard work. And I seem to think that in sending a brief that said good, he was going to somehow be able to look into my brain and research my exacting tastes, needs, wants, all of the stuff from the word good. Have you ever done that, where you've actually sent something and you've gotten angry at someone, and then you actually looked back at what you told them or asked them, it didn't actually get clear on what you were expecting? Let me just say, I presume that has happened to you. So that was a really interesting moment of seeing that play out, and I got quite conscious about it, and I was able to bring myself back, and it was awesome. It was fantastic to bring myself back from that. The other thing you can sometimes have happen in those situations, say there's a more negative external effect. Say the client had gotten the graphic and he was really disappointed with it, and you just feel useless. You feel unconfident. You feel like you've, even if it wasn't you who did it per se, you can feel like the world is ending, even if it's for a second or two. And that, you know, you take it really personally. There's a massive personal thing that goes through your stomach, and you go, why? And you know, that's the other side of it. Like, we play on the edges of the box. As dyslexics and people with ADHD, we don't sit in the middle a lot, the central stable zone. We're either real angry or we're really sad. You know, it sits on these two angles, because they're really opposing views. Anger is more around, I feel I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm terrible is the opposite. I'm completely wrong and I've let you down and it's all me. Why did I do this? What have I done? And it's we can zip back and forth from that a lot. And what's really helping me is becoming conscious of it and starting to notice it. Like when I go back and I look at that cause and effect, I'm like, okay, I can see what happened. It's just what it was. It wasn't anything more than that. You know, there's no good or bad. I've just got to learn from it, and I've got to change the way I brief him in a better way. So that was really important. Another good story about this is around when I play football. And I played last night. I'm in a good zone at the moment. I'm putting in amazingly creative passes, and I'm naturally a very good goalkeeper, and I can score a few goals when I play striker. I just love it. You know, I'm just going to talk myself up a little bit. You know, I work really well on an indoor court, which is small, because I don't have the energy to run a full field. I really don't. But I really enjoy it. It's really a passion thing for me. And what I noticed last night is I was playing in defense. And because of dyslexia, you see a lot of sports people with dyslexia and ADHD, because it's a really good trait to have, to be a creative player. Now, we work better in certain positions in certain sports, but the positions we are in are really valuable because we're very creative. And I noticed myself from defense putting in some really amazing passes to the strikers. Some worked, some didn't. But I remember one in particular where I could see a gap that was just the slightest gap, and I could imagine the striker running onto the ball and scoring. It all went through my head beautifully. It was like a ballet. It was just amazing. It was just the most choreographed thing in the world. I put this crazy pass in, and it manages to skip past these two players perfectly. I couldn't have lined it up any better. And then it rolls through to the goalkeeper, because the striker wasn't there. He had no idea what I was going to do. He couldn't see the pictures in my head. He had no clue what was happening. He said, that was a great pass, afterwards, even though he wasn't there. But he had no idea what I was planning to do. He was waiting for the ball where he was standing. And I'd gone off into another world of this dream of what was going to happen. And I just decided that, hey, I'm not going to communicate it for whatever reason. And it was another one of those moments where you go, should, you know, I actually was quite, funny enough, I was quite stable in that moment, because I think I've recognized this thing before. And I think what I wanted to share with you on this one is that why the being conscious is so important. When you start to become conscious of what's happening, it takes the power away from it. It really takes the power away from you feeling bad or angry. when you recognize these challenges and you're really clear and aware of what's happened, even if you make the same mistake more than once, the power of it goes. You're not angry with yourself for it because, hey, it was a great pass. You're just aware of what went wrong there, and you're like, okay, I need to work on changing that and being and letting people know what I'm going to do. Be it a hand signal or whatever it is, you know, and the more conscious you get in your life of what's happening and you can start to see the cause and effect. See, I could see the actual cause and effect. The effect was the ball went to the goalkeeper. The cause was me passing it without saying to the striker what to do, give him some direction. But becoming conscious of it, I didn't actually beat myself up about it. I didn't break out into anger or self-doubt. That's really what I wanted to share today, guys, is being clear on those things. If you can get that right in your life, if you can start to become more conscious, and what conscious means for people is that power human beings have to actually observe what's happening, what they're doing in the physical world, and what their mind is doing. You know how you can see your own thoughts? It's kind of like your mind is separate from your consciousness, or some people call it your soul, your energy, you give it a name, whatever you like. But it's that ability to be retrospective, the thing that humans have that others don't, other animals don't. So being conscious of seeing what's happening and being able to change based on that is what's powerful about it. So if you can start to become more conscious, whatever that takes, just even if it's a few times a day, what happens is it builds and it builds and it builds. It may seem so small at first, but over time it gets bigger and bigger and better and better, and your life just starts to change. That's what I wanted to share today, guys. And I have recorded this podcast, so I'm really happy. To be honest, I don't want to do the same thing three times. As you know, it's really challenging for us to do the same thing three times. So that has come off well. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you're having an excellent day. And I'll try and do another podcast tomorrow. I've got a few really good ones up my sleeve.